Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Tamika Foggy with Always There. This is Real Gospel.
We gonna try it the other way. And then y'all tell us how you like it. Can I do that song again?
Still in this thought in my sight,
you were
always there.
Cause of your listen. Does anybody know that God is? Does anybody know my God has been? Yeah. My God is Jehovah Jireh. Hey, my God has been an awesome provider. Listen, he's there through your thick and your thin. Yeah, my God has proved to be my very best friend. Oh, and somebody said he was down for Job. Even when old Job, he felt so alone. God asked the enemy, have you considered my son? Whole time he didn't know the battle of victory was already won.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm joined by this multi-talented, fascinating, anointed woman of God. She goes by the name of Tamika Foggy, and you know, we have a lot to discuss, but we have to squeeze it all into a couple of minutes. Tamika, welcome to Real Gospel.
Oh my God, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you.
I know, and I'm so sorry that it took so many times. I mean, the listeners don't know, but I've been trying to connect with you for quite some time, and things just kept happening and things just kept happening. So what that means, if I can go to church on you, is that there's something that the Lord wants to use you to tell the people that the devil doesn't want them to hear. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Thank God. Bless God for the
delay. Amen. So tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself. And I always like to say that somewhere out there, there is someone who is just found Christ on yesterday, and they they're new to church. They're new to church, just how we do things. So tell them a little bit about where you're from and how you first fell in love with Jesus and, you know, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Well, again, my name is Tamika Foggy. I am from St. Louis, Missouri. I was born and raised in church, but I have not been saved all my life. It's not my testimony, but God kept me even in the midst of all of my foolishness and me not knowing who I was or who he was. He kept me. So really, I've only been saved. Well, probably about 2013, I'll say that's when I really started walking in God's grace. But I have been all of my life. He gave me this gift. I did not want to be like a professional singer or anything, but I started leading worship at my church. I go to the Ark of Safety Christian Church. It's out here in St. Charles, Missouri. My pastor and first lady is Dr. Raymond DeOrey and Lady Kathy DeOrey. And I just sat and ate at their table for quite a while. And God, you know, just, I didn't even sing when I first joined the ministry. I didn't come to sing. I just came to eat. Basically listen and get what God wanted me to get from him. And I began to worship, and my pastor came to me and said, it was just like, it's time. And so I cooked up with Levi Tukini. That's my big brother. He produced my album. My album is entitled Always There. That's who God is to me, always there. And it's, the rest is history.
Amen. Let's back up for just a quick second. I like what you said, and not every artist, many of them are church babies, PKs and things of that nature. But you said that, you know, you weren't always saved per se. So speak to that listener right now, especially in the age of COVID, where more people are finding services online. They're listening to more gospel music, and they're connecting to God in different ways. But talk to those individuals whom you remember where you were and what caused you to sort of say, you know what, let me hear what God has to say, and that finally caused you to come on in.
Exactly. So I remember, I really can't fathom, like, how did I stay straight away for so long? Because I really should, I know it's kind of cliche, people say I should be dead and all of this. Like, literally, I'm an ex everything almost. Literally, I'm serious. Like, I remember not relying on God. I used to have to be on food stamps, Section 8, and I didn't call it a thief, but it was a thief. I used to say I switched tags, but I was stealing, basically. Like, I was a big thief. And so I would try to provide for my daughter Christmas, birthday time, different holidays. And then I would know how to repent. I would say, God, just, you know, I need to just do this, and I'm not going to do it no more. But I would do it again, and that's how I knew I wasn't saved. But one time, I remember going to jail, and this is so crazy, people don't believe it, but I remember going to jail myself. I did the stealing, I switched tags, and it caught me. My friend was outside in the parking lot, and she walked in, she was about to walk into the store, but never made it to the store because she saw me walking out with the officer, so she turned around. But because she was with me and they noticed the car that I came from, they went and got her and locked both of us up. She had money to bail out, so she ended up bailing out. They sent me into jail. I could remember the story of Paul and Silas, how they were bound in jail. One said a song and the other said a prayer. I did that, and I got on my knees and I said the Lord's Prayer, and I just sang just a little bit of, like, it's like a sparrow or something like that. And I got up and I sat down, and they just had a little TV with, you know, outside of the bar. I'm not playing. It wasn't 2 minutes before the guard came back and he unlocked the door. He said, "You got to get out of my jail." I didn't pay a dollar, because that was God letting me know that you trust me. You somewhere, you know who I am for you to do that. You heard me somewhere. I wasn't saved, but I heard just a little bit of Jesus. Just to know for him to do that, I knew that I can call on him in any moment. And even in that dark moment, he was there for me. He was there. And I'm telling you, in anything, whatever people are going through, I don't care their darkest and deepest secrets, God knows he's there. He will never leave us, and he always wants us to come to him. We run away from God, God never leaves us.
Wow. That's powerful. I mean, that is powerful. Such an awesome testimony, because everybody knows somebody who did that kind of stuff. I mean, at least I do. I mean, you know, I know somebody. I can think of several people who, you know, switched. I think I've even done it, you know, with shoes back in the day. So, I mean, but that's powerful. And so your story reads like a... Yeah, huh?
He delivered me from that.
Amen. To God be the glory. And you know, you're in multiple plays. I think it's time for you to write one about your life. Yeah. I mean, because that's relatable. That's very relatable. That is something that, like I said, everybody knows somebody who did something like that if they didn't do it themselves. So those kind of testimonies, that kind of story is very relatable, just like your music. So let's shift to the music for just a second. Always There. I have to admit, Tamika, when I first heard the song, for a second it threw me. For a second, I heard the country swing, because I know country. I know, it threw me. It threw me for a second. I said, "What's this?" And then I said, "Oh." Then I said, "Oh." I said, "I like this. I like this song. I love this song." And so I've been playing it ever since, and the listeners love it. You have got to tell us what's going on with Always There, the country feel.
Yes. So, again, it was produced by Levi C. King. That sound is his sound. He came with a sound in his head. And if anybody has my album or get my album, I have Always There on my album twice. The first one is sort of a funky, I like to call it like a Fred Sanford type of vibe. And the second one is the country feel. So I was, as I was writing the words, the lyrics, I was hearing a different type of melody, I guess. And that's the first one. But Levi said, too, we call him too, my big brother, he said, I just have this in my spirit, let's try it this way. I just hear this banjo. And so he put that in there. We tried it both ways, and I liked both ways in the rehearsal. He's like, okay, well, we got to figure out which one we're going to do. So in my recording, I'm like, let's just, you know, we just tell the people we're going to do both, and y'all let us know which one you like. We just end up throwing both of them on there, and the country film is what became my favorite, and that's my title song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. God just talks about basically my story, really, how I survived it all, everything that I've been through, molestation, everything that I have been through, I survived it all because God, he wanted to die, literally wanted to die. I was telling to, I almost wrote a lyric like I almost lost my mind, but he said, no, you don't switch it up, because if you wanted to die, that means you lost your mind, just like the man with the lesions in the Bible. He lost his mind. He was living amongst two tombstones. And I remember walking into a grave because I lost my mind. I wanted to die. So it talks about all of that. And in that time, I remember God put a cross in the middle of the graveyard. For me, I went and kneeled at the bottom of that cross. God was there too. He's always there. He's always there.
Wow. You are just an incredible wealth of knowledge and talent and anointing. Great storyteller. I'm glad that you all put the country feel on your project. And speaking of the project, Always There, 8 great cuts, Hallelujah Worship Medley, Make Me Ready, Yes, God is Real, Precious Lord, and your intro was by Dr. Raymond and Minister Kathy Horry. This is a project that I'm encouraging everyone to go out and get, produced by, of course, Levi Two King. Yeah, Me Too Music. You've also done a few plays.
I have. I've been acting for about 15 years now. I am in my sophomore movie. It'll be coming out here soon. It's called A New Husband for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But yes, I've done plays. I've sang in them, acted in them. And I love it. I really like, I've been introduced to the stage in about probably 2009. I sang background first on the pit. But going to the stage, I love it. I do.
Amen.
I didn't plan on being an actress or a singer. But God just opened doors.
Yeah. Your gifts are making room for you. Tremendous room.
They are making room. Aren't they? Oh. And wow. It's so beautiful to see God keeps on just showing me, like, I'm, look, it's me. It's me. Sometimes you get a little just like, Lord, I hope I'm not just doing this, you know. Sometimes, because we can, I can sing. But without the Spirit, I'm just really nothing.
Amen.
Everything is just there. And so sometimes, you know.
Amen.
But we thank God that he's here. He's
with us. Amen. It's my prayer that, you know, you continue, that God continues to open doors for you. I don't know why I keep seeing Tyler Perry's name and face pop up when you speak, but you know what? From my mind to my heart to God's ear, that he's going to continue to open doors, and you're going to be just as well known as a Tamala man for those who don't know you already. Yes, you will. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We touch and agree on that. Tamika, it has been an honor having you on the program, and I look forward to having you back in the very near future. How can the listeners find out more about you and your music? How can they support you?
Absolutely. So I am on all digital outlets. My album is on all digital outlets. iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon.com, Google Play, everything. You can find it. I'm even on The Source, Me Too Music, The Source. I would really love for you to get it from there. But you can also come and let me know what you think about it at Tamika Fogey. You can just find me on Facebook or Instagram, just Tamika Fogey.
Amen. My good friend, you're my good friend now. My good friend, anointed, talented actress, songbird, Tamika Fogey. Her new CD project is called Always There. Support this woman of God as she continues to jump through hoops and kick down doors that no man can close because God has his hand on her life. Tamika, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.